Friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in Hilchas Nida. We are in Siman Kuf Pei Hei, Seif Dalid. Shiur should be a special schus, l'refuas, Moshe ben Malka. We learned the Shulchan Aruch that says, Hayim Shamishim HaTahara, a man is having via with his wife, who's Tahara, and she says, Chas V'Shalom Nitmesi, she becomes Tamei B'Shas Maisa, she has her period. If immediately he's separated from her, he's chayev kares. Why? Because his yitziyah is hana for him like his bia. So immediately he's not allowed to come out immediately. So what should he do? Noet siporne raglov ba'aretz v'shoa belodisha atshiyamas ha'ever. He should stick his toenails in the ground or in the bed, whatever. And he should wait without being active until his organ softens or dies, literally, Yamas Ha'ever, or Poresh Be'ever Mace, and then he should separate with an Ever Mace. That's the Mechaber, and we discussed various aspects of this din. Baruch Hashem, we had a number of Shiurim already, and now we are moving on to Divrei Harama, as it says in the Tshuvas, Rav Avadia likes to say, Ashkenazim yotzim biyad rama. So we Ashkenazim, we vuzvuzim, we like to go out with yad rama. That the Jewish people, when they left Egypt, b'nei Yisrael yotzim biyad rama. So we go with the yad rama with Rav Moshe Israelish, zecher tzadik levrocha, zok the rama. Hago v'yamale pachad v'resis al ha'avera haba liyado. He brings the name of the Beis Yosef and the name of the Smag. A person has to be filled with fear and trembling because of the Avera that came into his hand. V'lo yismoch aleha, rak yismoch al raglov. He shouldn't lean on her. Rather, he should be samech on his legs, v'yadav in his hands. V'lo yehana mimena. And he should not have Hana from her, right? Because the kir of basar is hana, so he should try to not to lean on her, try to lean on his hands and his legs in order to minimize the hana that he is having. V'impiresh mimena b'koshi b'shogeg shlo yada she'aser lifrosh mimena. If he separated from her while his aver was still kasheh, b'shogeg, because he doesn't know, he's not listening to these shiurim, he didn't learn Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya properly, so he doesn't know that it's aser to be paresh be'ever kasheh. Vus darf mentin, what does a person have to do? Yis'anem mem yom. Your heret, you hear this? He should fast for 40 days. Ve'einan srichem lios ritzufim. But thank God, it doesn't have to be 40 consecutive days. You see here, the Chomer HaAveira. Fasting for 40 days. Rak l'kol shavua shnei yamim. Every week, 2 days. Kagon sheni v'chamishi. Like Monday and Thursday. There have been heilig yidden throughout the generations who fasted b'chlal every Monday and Thursday. Uvelel tanios aser b'yayin u'basar. And on the night of the Tanios, he shouldn't drink wine or eat meat. Which is sort of mashlim, that it should be a night fast also. Vimlo yuchalis anos yifta kol yom b'momen shenosein litzdaka. And if he can't fast, he should be podeh, he should redeem every day with money that he gives to tzedaka. According to his financial means. So, an Ashir gives more than an Ani. And some people are Machmir in their Tshuva. And the more Tshuva you do, is Besser. That's much better. The more the better. Okay, so that's the Divrei HaRama. We're not finished yet. He goes on to talk about the woman, but we will see now, we're learning with the Shiurim of Maran HaRav Rav Nosson, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, in his Nosson Pirio on Meseches Nida. Such a schus to be able to learn Rav of Nosson and Amol, so kicking in Andrus Sfarim, sometimes looking at all other Sfarim as well. You know, when you one of the most popular halachas that it's written about, particularly in our door, is Hilchas Nida, because in so many kolalim they're learning Hilchas Nida, so many avreichim like writing Sfarim on Hilchas Nida. So Baruch Hashem, Asos Sfarim Erein Kate, it says in the pasuk. So it's nice to have so many Sfarim, such a big mifchar, such a big choice of Sfarim. And one of my favorites is also, besides the Nosson Pirio, is Chacham Ovadia's Taras Abayas, which is Mamish Hafle Vafela, and Rav Ozner's Shiurei Shevet HaLevi. So many others. V'yamalei pachad v'reses al avera bo liyodo, and he shouldn't lean on her, v'lo yismoch alea, ela yismoch al yada v'al ragla v'lo yehane. The Rambam, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Esurei Bia, Halacha Yud Aleph, writes, Ketzet yaseh, noet tziporna v'bakarka, v'shoheh v'eino mizda'azeya ad sheyamos ha'ever. He should what should he do? He should stick his nails in the ground and he should wait. Ve'eino mizda'azeya, and he shouldn't, the word za'azua, the word za in Hebrew, zayin ayin, means move, lazua. So the word ze'ah, sweat. So when you have mizda'azeya, za'za, it's a lot of movement, a lot of, I guess, sweat also comes from that. When the person is shaken up, then he sweats. So a person should not be mizdazeya. He shouldn't be shaken up. Meaning that he should be passive. He should be immobile. Ad sheyamos ha'ever, until the aver dies. Reis Yosef brings the lashon of the smag, and that's the lashon of the Rambam we brought. Reis Yosef brings the lashon of the smag, noet siporne raglov bakarka, v'shoheh umizda'azeya. He should stick his toenails in the ground, and he should wait, and he should be mizda'azeya. He should be shaken up. Umafna libo, and he should turn his heart, bepachad v'reses gadol, with great fear, ad sheyamos ha'aver, until the aver dies. The Beis Yosef writes that the Rambam says ve'eino mizdazeya, that's like the Mordechai says sheyamid atzmo below disha, that when a man is inside a woman, so he's dash, he's the threshing with his aver. And eino mizdazeya means that he should stop, right? He realizes she's tumea, and memela, don't do anything, you know, just wait, be immobile until the aver dies, and then go out. So the eino mizdazeya of the Rambam is that he shouldn't move inside of his wife. And the smag, when he says mizdazeya, it's not talking about physically mizdazeya, it's talking about emotionally, spiritually. He should have za'azua, he should be shocked to the core with fear of God, that right now his wife is in nida and he's inside of her. So that's a very, very chamor aveira. So that's the za'azua, that'll calm him down. It's pashut that it doesn't mean that he should be physically mizdazeya. Dimken arehu dash, right, then he's threshing, then he's moving around inside, Rachman alitzlan. V'nimsa gomer bia be'ever chai, and then he's going to finish the bia with the living aver. Ad kan divrei ha Beis Yosef. So we quoted the Beis Yosef, and Rav Nosson comments, Nirada sma gores berambam umizdazeya. So the lashon of the smag that's brought by the Beis Yosef is umizdazeya. So it would appear, says Moreinu Harav Rav Nosson Zatzal, that the smag's girsa in the Rambam was umizdazeya. That was his girsa. That's why he wrote umizdazeya. The Rambam writes ain umizdazeya. But his girsa was umizdazeya. And what he means is that he should be mizdazeya from Hashem. And in fact, in the Ksav Yad of the Rambam, it's written in the name of the Ksav Yad of the Rambam. Unfortunately, I do not have with me a Frankel Rambam, so I can't check and see what he says, but because they have different girsels there. Kol Panim, Rav Nosson is made that he saw in the name of the Ksav Yad of the Rambam that the Rambam taka wrote Mizdazeya, and that bolsters his thesis that that was the girsa of the smag. Umakaro b'Yerushalmi Horius, in the second perek, in the fifth halacha, Hayemishamish imata hora, v'amra lo nitmesi upiresh miyad chayiv. If a person's mishamish with an isha tahora, with his wife who's tahora, and she says nitmesi, he should be par, and he's parish immediately. He separates immediately. He's chayiv. Mayase, what should he do? Yotzein, the merit yitzdanein, he should cool off, and then he should be parish. Lo hitzein, let's say he wasn't able to be mitzdanein, etc. Amar Reb Zeira yehi roa es hacherev kulo mechatechas bivisaro. B'choli ma Reb Zeira. Rabbi Tanchuma b'shem Rabbi Chuna Yatuach Rosho, Rashi etz b'osef b'kosel. Ad kan midivrei haYerushalmi. So in the Hagos Sion Yerushalayim, he brings the name of the Gra to explain pshat in the Gemara that Rabbi Zeira said, Yehi roes acherev, you should see the sword as if it's cutting into your flesh, and if you see the sword coming into your flesh, then you'll cool off. You'll see the Chomer HaAveira, right? When a person wants to stop smoking, so all he has to do is think about having lung cancer and chemotherapy treatments and all the horrible, horrible things that come along with it, the terrible smell of all the chemicals in the oncology ward. Oh, lo aleinu. So that's how you stop a person from cancer, from smoking, so he doesn't get cancer. So how do you stop a person from being all heated up about this about his hana, about this maisa? So he should see the sword. He should think about the chomer havera. He should see that this isn't a pashtazach. I was reading about Rav Mordechai Pogromansky, who was a goyin and ili, a tzaddik, yisod olam, who was nifter about 70 years ago. And he was a Talmud of Tells and Mashgiach. So he had he died young. He died, he's about 49 years old. He had tremendous Yisurim. And he said, this is better than Gehenna. I don't want to die until I all my Averis are miskaper. Now, I'm pretty certain that I do more Averis in 5 seconds than he did in his entire life. But that's the way, because he was afraid of Gehenna. He said, "Let me have it here." And they had surgery. He didn't want to have hardama. He didn't want to have his anesthesia. He wanted to feel the pain. So we're talking about great tzaddikim, but there is a level that we can all reach. We can all strive to reach. That we see the chomer haveira. We see that there's a cherev mechateches bivisaro. So that really takes away all pleasure, right? A person has a taiva for a woman, And then you tell him that, you know, this woman, anybody who touches her, she has an infectious disease, and the person's gonna die of misa mishuna, so he doesn't have a taiva for her anymore. So all the person has to do is think of the cherev, and then he'll calm down. That's what Reb Zeira says. And on that it says, v'chol ima reb, v'chol ama, Rebbe Zeira. Is everybody Rebbe Zeira that feels the chomer ha'isser? You're an azama drega. And on that Rebbe Tanchuma says, b'seder, we have another eitza. What's the eitza? Yatuach reshe etzbaosav b'koisel. He should dig his fingers in the wall. And that'll calm him down, even if you don't have that level of Yerushalayim. So we see that a person has to be mizdazeh on the Avera is in order that he should cool off, and then he could be poresh be'ever meis. And that's the Ramah says, v'lo yehana mimena. Yismoch, v'lo yismoch aleh, rak yismoch al raglo v'yadav, v'lo yehana mimena. He shouldn't have hana, because if he gets hana from his wife, he's over on the lav of lo sikrivu. Like the Shach says later on, 195:20, Kuftzadi Hesif Katan Chof. The Meiri in Shvuis says that Noet Sipona, this is in Shvuis 14b, Noet Sipona of Bakarka, Ad Shiyamis Ritzon Olomar, Shie Kocho Tosh, he should be weakened. V'yetzei below hana, so he's exerting all of his energy on the ne'itzas tziporn of bakarka, so then the aver is going to die this way, he'll go out without hana. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Mechassidei Ashkenaz, he writes, "Be'es shubala hara be'isha b'tfila, yinotz godle etzbos raglov ba'aretz v'yitle gufu aleim v'lo yismoch yadav lakoisel. V'zedover hamavatel mimenu kol minei erhurim." So, when a person has erhurei isha and tfila chas v'shalom. You see, we're talking about regular human beings here. People who have erhurei isha b'tefila. We're just men, right? It happens. Rachmana litzlan. So what should he do? He should dig his fingers, his toenails, in the ground. And then he should stand up on his toenails, and he shouldn't lean on the wall. And this is going to be mevatel kol minei erhurim. So on that goes for Meir Arik there, he writes that in Rashi and Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, it's mashma that it says, Noes etzit tziporn of bakarka, that he digs his ten toenails in the ground, lav dafka. Doesn't mean specifically to do that act, just yaniach below disha. He should just leave it there without threshing inside of his wife, kiviyachol. But in the Sefer Chassidim, we see, like the Rambam, that through this he's going to be mevatel to hear her. Ketzad yase noet siporn of bakarka v'shohe ve'eno mizdazeya ad shiyama se'ever. So this is how he's going to be mevatel the taiva. Rameir Arik says lefi Rashi it's mashma lav dafka. Just yaniach below disha. But in the Sefer Chassidim, we see like the Rambam, that this is how he's mevatel the taiva, by sticking his toenails in the ground and focusing all of his energy there. And this way, the taiva is going to be misbatel. The Ramah says that a person should fast 40 days. In the Pischei Tshuva, He brings from Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Tavkuf Samaches that three straight days with the nights is like 40 days. And the Magen Avram writes, Mikol Makom Yoser Tov Sheyatzum Mefuzarim, better spread around the fasts, Shebechol Eis Yalibo Nichna. Kain's a kasev, and through this, his heart will be subordinated, subjugated. And so writes in the Perish of Mishnayis to the Rambam, Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Tesvav, Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaisa. That the more you do something good, the more schar you get. So it's better to give 100 aniyim, $1, than 1 ani, $100. So it's better to fast 40 days spread around, Rov HaMaisa, than fasting 3 days consecutively. We see a similar idea in the Ran, in Yuma, 84a, Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana, and it's Shabbos and he needs to eat meat. So what's better, shechting or eating an Avela? That's already there. Because if he shechts, so he's doing an Av Melach of shechting. That's only one Avera, and then the rest, and then the Chol is going to eat. If the Chol eats an Avela, every Kezais is an Avera. So what's better, a lot of small Averas or one big Avera? So the Ran writes, better one big Avera. Because just like by Maisim Tovim, we have that better a lot of little ones than one big one. So too by Maisim Roim, better one big one than a lot of little ones. Because again, a lot of little ones make a Roshem. Incidentally, if you're married, I assume if you're listening to this year, you are. Hope you are. So when you give your wife one big present, and you spend $5,000, $10,000 on one present, that doesn't equal 25 presents where each one costs $50. You get a lot more mileage out of the latter. Hakol fi rov ha'maisa. Why 40 days? Maybe 40 days keneged yitziras havlad. That's considered a vlad already at 40 days. Kenegdo 40 malchus. This is discussed by the Maharal in Parshas Kisetze. Perek Chafei Pasuk Beis, very interesting Maharal there. And look also in the Sefer Lekach Tov, who talks about this idea of a kol lefi rov ha'maisa and klal tesvav. The Pesachei Tshuva brings from the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer Yoredea Kuf Nun Hei that the Mekubalim write to fast 72 days because that's Gematria Nida Im HaOsias. In other words, Nida, the Gematria of Nida plus 3, but Lachor it's a Tos Sofer. It should say not 72 days but 62 days. That's Gematria Nida. Nida is 59, Im HaOsias is 62. In the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer and Aruch Chaim Siman Kufayin Gimel, this is when a person was Parish Be'ever Chai B'Shogeg. So he should write in the name of the Kubalim to fast 63 days. It's Gematria Nida 59, Ima Osios 62, Vakolel. One more for the word, that's 63. And there are all these other suggestions how much to fast, but we will move on. Ubelela tanios aser b'yayin ubasar, on the night of the tainus, he shouldn't eat, right? We're talking about someone who's fasting his 40 days. He shouldn't eat meat or drink wine. In the Torah says Shlamim, he writes, he shouldn't eat meat or drink wine before the tainus and also after the tainus. In the Sidrei Taira, he says, it's only talking about after the tainus. So we'd like to discuss in the next shiur the inyan of being podeb et staka, and then get to the lady. What's the lady's chelek here in this whole kapara? And we should, Baruch Hashem, we learn not only halacha, but I think some very good musar. So some yiras shemaim, some yiras chet, some yiras haonesh, healthy. Have a little bit, not too much. Too much yiras chet sometimes creates neuroses, but definitely some level that keeps people in check. And we should be zochet to see neflos b'toras Hashem. Ula avdo b'kiddusha v'tahara. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.